The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
He's a Hall of Famer, an Atlanta legend, and again this season, he's only on one station.
And there it is, career strikeout number 1,000.
Struck him out. Seven strikeouts through five. Hasn't allowed the Indians a hit.
And that's 300 wins for Tom Glavine.
It's the Tom Glavine Show, presented by Brown & Company Jewelers on Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell and Peachtree Road in Buckhead, and by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
So the Braves get a 3-0 win today. That's back-to-back shutouts. They lead the NLDS 2-1, and they're doing it with dominant pitching, which I'm sure makes the Hall of Famer Tom Glavine grin from ear to ear. He's kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. All right, Tommy G, let's start with Ian, and we'll work our way back. I love what Craig Counsell said postgame. He said, we were looking for the changeup. We were attacking the changeup. We couldn't do anything with the changeup. What a compliment for how elite that pitch was today for Ian.
Well, I mean, you're right. It tells you how good a pitch it is, right? And I think that in Ian's case, you know, I talk a lot about guys who have that that secondary pitch that is that good, right? To the point where you can stand on the mound and say, hey, dude, here it comes, and there's nothing they can do with it. And you know, when Ian has his changeup, that's what it is. And, you know, you can't lose sight of the fact, too, that what makes that such a good pitch for him is his ability to locate his fastball along with it. To me, that's always the key. If you can locate your fastball, you get a hitter's respect. And then they have a really hard time sitting on anything else because none of those guys want to get beat by a fastball. So Ian did a good job of that today. And then the changeup was nasty. And you know, he had it when he needed it. The few times that he got behind in the count, was able to throw it. And you know, just really pitched the way we're accustomed to see him pitch when he's on. And it's fun to watch.
We were talking before you got on, and I certainly would turn to you on this topic. We were talking about that clutch gene, that factor with Jocktober, and I said I've never understood if it was like 10% of the guys that are just ice or if it's 90% of the guys that start gripping it in the postseason and the other 10% that we think are they're just treating it like a regular ball game. Is it a next gear, next level, mentally, physically, whatever, or is it so many other guys are so tight that it's easier to succeed if you're not?
I think it's all of that. I mean, I think at this stage of the game, everybody's finding that next gear, right? I mean, look, you've been playing 162 games. You've been at it since the beginning of February. Guys are tired mentally, physically, but when the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season, but when the playoffs roll around, you're not. And that's just adrenaline, and that's the excitement of the moment. And I think for a lot of guys, you know, that's it's kind of all of what you just said. I think there are definitely some guys who get into the postseason and they struggle because they try too hard. You know, they're trying to undo maybe something that happened in the past, a bad playoff series before, or a bad playoff career numbers, or, you know, things of that nature. And they try to do too much. And then, you know, there are other guys like Jock who just seem to relish the moment, love the opportunity, and seem to do something good every time they get the opportunity. And you know, if there was a way to say, hey, here's what you need to do in order to have that kind of success, everybody would do it. But I do think a lot of it has to do with guys like, you know, in Jock's case, I don't know Jock really, but watching him, he seems like a pretty easygoing, loosey-goosey kind of, you know, deals with the moment at hand kind of guy and doesn't get too caught up one way or the other in what's going on. And I think those guys tend to relax a lot more in big situations, and he's had a knack for success.
Tom Glavine, the Hall of Famer, with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. So even Jock, he tomahawked that ball with two strikes on him. Tom, I imagine you as a pitcher and Charlie or Max or guys who have done this for a while now, knowing how, again, big the moment is. The Brewers are 0-for-8 today with runners in scoring position, 0-for-16 in the series. Like, you can use that against these guys, right? Knowing how aggressive they want to be. Nobody's shortening up ever to hit the fly ball or just get the run home.
No, I've said that. I said that all. That was the way I pitched anyway, right? I mean, I always tried to take advantage of guys' aggressiveness, particularly with runners in scoring position. I mean, look, those guys are up there. They see guys in scoring position. They want to drive that guy in. What do? They get aggressive. And a lot of times they get overly aggressive. And I think it's even more so, you know, when you have a team that's struggling with runners in scoring position. And again, one of those things you talk about a lot. I know I talk about it a lot as a broadcaster when you know, the Braves are going through those ruts where they're struggling in scoring position. And it's just – it's one of those things where, you know, everybody talks about hitting is contagious. It is. But the flip side is contagious too. When a team's not doing well in a certain game situation, in this case runners in scoring position, they can talk all they want about trying to ignore it, or they don't know that it's going on. They know it's going on, and they want to fix it. And what happens is you get guys that try to do too much, and they get too aggressive. And rather than maybe go up there with a game plan looking for a pitch to get a base hit and drive a guy in, the next thing you know, they get out of their game plan and they start maybe expanding their strike zone, or they start trying to drive a ball into the seats instead of just try to get a hit. And yeah, those are all things as a pitcher, you can take advantage of that with a hitter. Anytime you can get a hitter that's aggressive, there's a good chance he's going to go outside of his game plan and start swinging at pitches that are outside of the zone. And look, as a pitcher, those are the guys you want. You want those guys that you think are going to get themselves out, so to speak, that are going to expand their strike zone. And when you're a team that's struggling with runners in scoring position, I can promise you a lot of guys are doing that.
All right. If tonight, I don't know if you heard Snicker's comment. Who's going to Mars? Like, yeah, I don't know. No idea. He says, I'll go to bed tonight and figure it out. If the Braves put like the big number 47 up in the sky, they say, we need Tom's opinion. What are you doing tomorrow as far as starting pitcher?
Well, I don't, you know, to my knowledge, Enoa has not been used much, right?
He hasn't pitched in the series yet, no.
He hasn't been pitched. Okay, so I don't know how you don't start him. You know, I know, look, I've had, you know, I've scratched my head a little bit, at the end of the year when the Braves used an opener twice, and sent Chavez out there to go an inning and a third or an inning and two thirds when you had Smiley and Toussaint in the bullpen. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't understand it. Now it worked out for them both times. But to me, if you've got a guy who's been with you all year long and has had success for you, why are you not sending that guy out there as opposed to the, you know, the quote-unquote bullpen game? Now, listen, I get that the bullpen game is tough for opposing teams. It's tough to game plan against that. I've heard the argument, well, if you send Chavez out there and the other team loads up with, left-handed hitters and now Drew Smiley comes in, that's really not a part of the equation to me, because you're going to end up having righties come in after Drew Smiley anyway. So, you know, I think that stuff all equals out and evens itself out. So I don't buy much into that. I just feel like here's a guy who's been with you all year, has had success. Yes, he struggled a little bit here of late, but you know what? To me, you send him out there with a short leash. I'd rather see a guy like Enoa go out there with his stuff, and you give him a short leash and you say, hey, maybe he's going to give us two innings. Who knows? We might get lucky and he might give us six. But to me, I'm sending him out there before I'm having that, just that quote-unquote bullpen game from the get-go.
Tom Glavine, the Hall of Famer with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Tommy, let me play counter and devil's advocate to that for a second. If Charlie Morton says, I feel good, I'll go as long as I can go, do you think about starting him tomorrow with the idea of maybe I get an early lead because Charlie comes in and gives me three innings, maybe four, and then I bring in Enoa to eat some innings before the high-leverage guys? Because, Tom, that's the other part of this. They've now pitched Matzik and Luke three times in four games, and if they need to, they will go back to that for a fourth time in five. So do you think that's potentially on the table?
I would be surprised. I think when we talked about the rotation before the series started, I think that was one of the things we talked about, is do you start Charlie in game one because he's your horse and he's the guy you brought in for these opportunities, or do you go with Max because Max might have a better chance of coming back on early rest? I don't know how much of that is part of the equation nowadays. They just don't do it. They don't do it anymore. And I think it had you had it been in reverse, where the Braves are down 2-1, then I think Charlie going tomorrow might be much more a realistic conversation. I think up 2-1, I think they're now in the driver's seat. Obviously, they can afford to wait on Charlie, and I think that you wait and you have your horse rested on full rest for game five, if that's the scenario, and I'm sure Max would be right there ready to go along with him in a game five scenario. So I think that would be a long shot. I'd be way more shocked to see Charlie out there tomorrow than any other scenario.
Tommy G, it's always a pleasure. Love having you on, and we'll hopefully talk to you next week about the NLCS.
Yeah, let's hope. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the Hall of Famer Tom Glavine with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Sir Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.